T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We got open lines. 248-539-9797. All right, Gator. I'm going to give you 6 organizations in the National Football League. People don't know all the candidates for this job, right? I mean, this is for the GM. You probably have some insight as far as coaches are concerned. But for the GM, it's a little different. And Lions are almost assuredly, I mean, they could go outside the box, but they're almost assuredly going to pluck somebody from the front office of a successful organization in this league, right? And before anybody says, oh, that's what got us Patricia. Yeah, but that's how these, you don't go to the bad teams and hire their executives. Right. You go to the good teams and hire their executives. So I'll start with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think, you know, Rust Belt City, great success, no organization has done a better job in probably all of sports at hiring coaches than the Pittsburgh Steelers, right?
I think that's safe to say, having 3 head coaches since, I think, in the last 50-something years, that's safe call.
Yeah. They continue to win. They continue to draft well. Probably the only thing I would say is a bit of a drawback from anybody that's in this era. And it's not even really a drawback. It's, hey, they've gotten pretty consistent, great quarterback play, right? I mean, they've had, that's good for them, but it's a little more impressive if a team's like changing their quarterback and still being competitive, which brings us to Baltimore, the Baltimore Ravens, who maybe a little bit more up and down than Pittsburgh. Haven't done it for quite as long as Pittsburgh. Obviously, they're not undefeated right now like Pittsburgh. But they have changed quarterbacks and have remained competitive.
They changed cities.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, since they've been the Baltimore Ravens, the franchise has been really good. I don't know. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'm curious how many seasons they went where they didn't make the playoffs. This has been a very good franchise when you go back to when they started with Ray Lewis.
Yeah, they've been exceptionally good. All right, next up, the Seattle Seahawks. Mm-hmm. Again, it's all been in the Russell Wilson era, and they built a great defense, the kind of defense you dream of, the kind of defense you can be jealous of. Hell, Baltimore had that too. Their defense isn't that good anymore. But they've also drafted really well when you see guys like Richard Sherman going in the 6th round, you know, stuff like that. So there's definitely success in Seattle.
Well, it's another team where you can say, okay, head coach and quarterback have worked out well. Russell Wilson's been great. Pete Carroll has been great for Seattle. But, yeah, that's a team that has done it through the draft and got lots of guys well after the 1st and 2nd round. This year, the defense doesn't look very good because they've been hurt. Now they're starting to get healthy, and now you watched the game last night, albeit it's against Philadelphia, but they're getting healthier, and you can start to see that they're getting better on the defensive side, and they're going to get healthier as the weeks come because they're getting more players back.
I have a guy who's like one of the more dynamic players in the league right now who went at the end of the 2nd round, DK Metcalf, and he had plenty of pre-draft buzz. But there were enough skeptics that he fell that far. They took him. They were right. Next up, I'm going to throw one out here because they are having success and they might be coming from a situation that most resembles what the Lions are trying to do. What if they went and got somebody from the Cleveland Browns? Because Cleveland Gator is obviously had their share of struggles, and now they've kind of righted the ship. I mean, they're 8-3. Every time the Browns have success, I fully expect it to come crumbling down pretty quickly. But what about grabbing somebody from them? Not because they have the track record of doing it, or they have, you know, done it, you know, so many Super Bowls or champions. No, it's just because they've stunk forever, and now maybe they got it right. And now maybe somebody from that organization can come to Detroit and turn it around the way it happened in Cleveland.
Well, I'm hesitant with that because Cleveland has been such a horrible franchise for so long, and they've also had they've been a benefactor of having a million draft picks since 2015. I mean, they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 draft picks in 2015 alone, including two first-round picks, which were guys that they didn't really hit on. The next year, they had like 12 or 13 draft picks, and again, didn't really hit on the first several of those picks. 2017, they had three first-round picks. Myles Garrett, first overall, he's a stud. Jabril Peppers, not so much. David Njoku, not so much. But those are three first-round picks. And again, another draft where they had, it looks like double-digit draft picks. They followed it up with what, like 9 or 10 draft picks in 2018. Baker Mayfield, first overall. Denzel Ward hasn't really been healthy. That's another first-round pick that they had. But Nick Chubb. I'm just hesitant with Cleveland because they've had a ton of picks. Right. They need to get better. It's about time that they did get better, but I think it's just a
I guess if you're telling me that person's going to come in here and just hoard draft picks and do that, I'm okay with that. I mean, we've talked at length about how a lot of the best teams do exactly that.
Talking about, are you getting, I forget the guy's name, but who's no longer there, but who was also in Kansas
John Dorsey.
City. John Dorsey, is he the guy that could be responsible could be. For all that?
Final one here is an oldie but goodie, and I don't know that we should dismiss it, but they're always there, and they've changed quarterbacks, and that's Green Bay. It doesn't seem like, it feels like the Green Bay, using the Green Bay template, has lost a little bit of steam here.
Right. Or do you go with something like the new hotness and look at Miami? Again, a team that has benefited by having a bunch of picks. But here's a Miami team that's 7-4 this year. 7-4 this year, and they've gotten very little out of the first round. They had three first-round picks last year, but very little out of the quarterback that they drafted. They're doing this with Ryan Fitzpatrick, and they're 7-4.
All right. Look, we don't expect people to say, hey, go get, you know, Ed Dobbs, who's he's in Indianapolis right now. It probably, you know, we can get through some of these candidates for sure. But which team would you like them to grab somebody from? 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. We go to Ben in Detroit. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Ben.
Hey, guys. I just want to chime in for a minute.
Sure.
You talk about drafting, bringing people from Pittsburgh to run the Lions. But didn't we just, was like 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, two of our front office guys went to Pittsburgh so we could get our own guys back? Is that how that would work?
Well, a long time ago, a long time ago, there were guys that left. I'm blanking on his name, Gator. Who's the guy that's the GM?
Kevin Colbert.
There you go. Left and went there. I don't know who you're referring to.
Maybe it was him.
Yeah, and that
the
was
the point. I remember thinking to myself, Doug, why would Pittsburgh want anybody from our front office? And then, sure enough, they didn't miss a skip, didn't miss a beat. They kept winning.
Went
back, right?
Kevin Colbert was the director of pro scouting for the Lions from 1990 through 1999. Then he went to the Steelers in 2000 to become the director of football operations. And in 2010, they elevated him to general manager. And in 2016, he got the added title of vice president as well.
It hurts.
Hurts.
Why wasn't
he
that good when he was with us?
Well, he was a pro scouting director, and I think you can make the case that for those 9 years, from 1990 to 1999, the Lions drafted some pretty good players.
Was that the – what year was they won their one playoff game?
1990, 91 season. But
92 was the 92 season. Playoffs?
Yeah. 91 season.
And that's what bothers me. You know, a lot of our players, not so much management, but our football players that we draft, they don't do nothing here. We let them go. They go somewhere else, and they elevate their game.
That's not that true.
Well,
it's amazing how few have.
Well, I talked about this yesterday. It was amazing how few that happened before Bob Quinn.
It's happened a little bit more now.
It's happened a lot more now.
Yeah, but originally,
I mean, every week you're watching guys make plays for other teams that were former Lions.
I guess he was talking about the Colbert era, but they didn't do that at all.
No, like, back then it didn't happen.
There was Jeff Hardings, and that was
Jeff Hardings was the exception. That's the one I cited, and then a little bit of Pat Swilling.
The last few years, we're seeing it more, for sure. 248-539-9797. Anyway, which organization would you most like them to mimic? It's Carson Anderson, 97.1. Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket. Feedback. What are your guys' thoughts about bringing in John Dorsey to Detroit? Gator, I mean, I've started to look now that we're here and doing a little background work this weekend. Dorsey, former GM in Cleveland and Kansas City. His style, apparently, he rubs people the wrong way. He's a bit difficult to work with, but he's got a track record of drafting players is pretty good.
Well, he did make a couple selections really good.
Yeah, and I mean, Belichick is probably not easy to work with.
Probably not, but I mean, Dorsey drafted Pat Mahomes, Tyreek Hill,
mm-hmm.
I believe, and then moved on to Cleveland and made selections there for a year. Year or two, and made some decent picks there as well. And if he's responsible for landing a bunch of draft picks for Cleveland, great. I'd have to do a deeper dive on that, but it seemed like there were plenty of outside of football reasons why he's not a guy.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Here we go with this mimic stuff again. How about they mimic a good team with their own identity? That's where the Lions go wrong, trying to be something other than who they are or want to be. You cats don't help with putting this out there in the universe.
Okay, well, how many identities are there to be had in football? You're either, okay, let's go through them. A passing team, offensive-minded team, a running team. You're a defensive team. Your what else? A quarterback-driven team? I mean, there's like a handful of possible identities you can have as an NFL franchise. Which one do you want to emulate?
And let's be clear here, too. You're not going to be exactly like somebody else, but
there
are people who've learned how to build a team in other places that have been, you know, the guy next to the guy. Unless you get somebody else's GM that, you know, gets fired or quits their job and wants to come here. It's not, there's nothing, first of all, us putting it out there in the universe, please. Secondly, I think they're going. Yeah, let's quit talking about sports, guys. It's the kind of thing where they're going to go get somebody from a good organization. They aren't going to find the crappiest organization in the league and say, you know what? He's made a bunch of crappy moves. Bill O'Brien, come on in and be our GM.
I mean, yeah, you know what? Let's hire when they fire Adam Gase. Let's bring him in.
Yeah, what are we talking about here? Of course they're going to look at successful teams and say, hey, what have you learned in that job, where you are, and how can you apply it here?
Now, you may have your own preconceived notion of that. Like, for me personally, I love a team that's built through the trenches, offensive and defensive line. You start there, and I think you can cover up a lot of other issues. And maybe even more specifically, you know, a defensive line and a defensive-minded. So I think if you have a great defense, you're ahead of the game, way ahead of the game. And so I looked at franchises like that, like Baltimore and like Seattle, and have built up through defense. I mean, those are – and the Steelers, for that matter. Pittsburgh's probably the most balanced team of those three franchises, those three franchises when it comes to offense and defense. But they made their bones because of their defense. I would love to see someone from one of those organizations come here and have the same thought, like, okay, we're going to build through defense. And make it your own. Go ahead and do that. But to say that you can't, you have to find your own identity. Well, yeah, but that's limited.
Yeah.
What identity do you want? Well, your own. Okay. What do you want?
Yep.
Figure it out.
248-539-9797. Junior's in Fraser on 97.1. Hi, Junior.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just wanted to talk about how much joy it brought me last night to see Darius Big Plays Blake get exposed on national television. Given up by, I don't know exactly how many yards it gave up, but what, 140 plus?
Yeah.
Well, it was 177 for DK Metcalf. I think he had 11 catches for like 177 yards, and that's a mismatch out there because of Metcalf, his size, his strength, and his speed. That's just a mismatch. He's a mismatch for most people. But, yeah, he exposed Slay absolutely last night. I don't know if Slay's a bad corner, but he looked bad last night.
Yeah, for sure. And I agree it was a mismatch as far as size and strength and everything goes. But that's why you go get a lockdown corner. That's why you go pay him $50 million. You see what I'm saying? Regardless, and I'm just glad Detroit let him walk, man. I feel like he gives up the biggest plays. He doesn't make the biggest plays, and it just brought me great joy to see that last night.
I think Darius Slay's a good corner in this league. I don't think he's an elite corner in this league, and I don't think he has been for a couple of years. But at one point, I think he was, and he's still a very good corner. He just got, his ass handed to him by one of the best receivers in the league right now.
It was quite an intense battle, too. I mean, there was... There was some Ole Miss Mississippi State angst built up between those two, wasn't there? And Metcalf at the beginning of the game, Slay made a couple of plays, like the one crossing route where he actually held him up short of the first down and kind of pulled him back. And then before somebody came and cleaned up Metcalf, I thought that was. And there was another play he got a PBU, but then eventually DK Metcalf definitely got the better of him. And look, my concern for Slay wasn't how he was playing in Detroit; it was how he was going to play over the next few years. Just if you look for the most part at cornerbacks that get into their 30s, they start to lose a step. And he's getting there. 248-539-9797. Eric in Detroit is next. Hi, Eric.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Back to the mimicking thing. I think, now I know they don't have a long track record, but how about the Tennessee Titans? They're a team that at the same time that we were looking to be a different team, actually did what we want them to be, and in free agency, they went and got Ryan Tannehill, and he fits that team like a glove. You know what I mean? That's just a move they made that everyone kind of criticized, and it turned out to be the right one, you know?
They have a second-round running back that's pretty good. They hired a coach that was on the radar in Detroit. I remember somebody endorsing him. Gator, this one's personal and tough because actually the last two coaches Tennessee hired, I both wanted in Detroit. One was a flop. All right, Wisenhunt wouldn't have worked. Didn't work. But Vrabel seemed to be successful.
Yeah, well, it helps.
It's early, but
it is early. But it's a good football team, and it's one that has a solid defense. They made a switch at quarterback that has paid off, and it was. Couldn't have been an easy one to do when you're moving away from Marcus Mariota and you hand the reins over to, a cast-off in Ryan Tannehill. And now Ryan Tannehill looks like he's, one of the, top 10 quarterbacks in the league. But everything is helped out by having the workhorse that is Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry's outstanding. He just gets stronger as the game goes on. He's averaging 114 yards rushing per game. It's Derrick Henry time now as we get into the latter part of the season. I mean, he's just he owns the game. I love Derrick Henry. I love watching that guy run. He's great.
Yeah, but there's something definitely to be said about the Ryan Tannehill and turning his career around. When he left Miami, dunzo. No one ever thought that this was actually he could turn into a productive, if not really good, quarterback in this league. And yeah, of course he's got Derrick Henry in that running game, but they also went out and drafted AJ Brown. Vrabel has been a great hire for them. Tennessee, the caller's right. At the same time, both these teams, the Lions and Tennessee, were looking for coaches. One got it right, one got it wrong, and it starts at the top, and you see which directions both teams are going in. Opposite.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yep.
It's, you just go back 2 years ago when Marcus Mariota was the quarterback for Tennessee.
Yeah.
Went a full time. He played 14 games, and he was okay. Not good enough. 11 touchdowns in 14 games is not getting the job done. His rating was okay at 92.3, but in today's football, you want to be a good quarterback. Your rating has to be in triple digits, and it wasn't. It was below that. They made a switch, And maybe by making that switch to Tannehill, who doesn't rely on his legs as much as Mariota did, it forced them to change their identity as an offense. We're going to run the ball with our horse of a running back, and we're going to throw the ball efficiently, and that's what they've done.
248-539-9797. Peyton Manning for GM, if they go outside the box. That's from an unnamed texter.
No.
I love Peyton Manning. I think Peyton Manning is so good on that TV show. I think Peyton Manning is great in TV commercials.
And I want to live in Peytonville.
I wanted Peyton. Now I wish I was a bigger Peyton Manning fan because I think his personality is great. I was a bigger fan when he played. But I don't know why. I guess the no experience thing is going to start getting looks again because after Millen, there's been John Lynch and Mike Mayock, guys who did well on TV. Which I mean, Lewis Riddick. There's no more common sense commentator than Lewis Riddick. He makes so much sense all the time. But the difference is he's been in front offices in this league.
Yeah.
He's been with two teams. He's got some experience. So he'd be a guy off television that sounds like he knows what he's talking about, that has experience and has been there and done that. Not as a GM, but as a scout and a personnel guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.